In my first career, I was a graphic designer. And in the first 5 years of that career, I worked at the Dallas Museum of Art. As you can imagine, I designed quite a few invitations during my time there. Invitations to exhibition openings, lectures, membership parties, and black tie affairs. Each one communicating the required who, what, when, where, and how. How, in this context, most often meant dress code, business casual, black tie, or easy summer casual. These things, usually spelled out in words, were also communicated through typeface, paper selection, ink colors, illustrations, and print techniques. All communicate what sort of party this will be, what to expect, to convey excitement, and of course the need to RSVP. In today's Gospel of Matthew, an invitation is extended. Jesus' parable is about a wedding banquet, a very special event. Where the story picks up, it appears that whether the guests had RSVP'd or not, those invited did not show up. This, of course, is the fear of everyone who entertains, particularly in those few moments before the clock strikes the hour in which the party is to begin. Well, this terrible state prompted the king to call on those invited with the message, "The feast is prepared. Everything is ready." But these guests made light of it and preferred to attend to their daily tasks and occupations. When the original guests refused to come, some violently rejecting the invitation, this wedding banquet ceases to be an exclusive event. And now the king invites everyone. The gospel passage says he invited all the people, both good and bad, and they're pulled off the street to attend this great feast. And as the story comes to a conclusion, it becomes clear that while all are invited to come as they are, they cannot remain as they arrived. The poor fella who didn't have a robe provides a cautionary tale, and Matthew's Jesus once again leaves us feeling uneasy. And chances are we came here this morning seeking comfort. In this allegory of salvation history, there is both challenge and comfort. Comfort and challenge. Today's passage, of course, includes an allusion to the historic killing of the prophets and the destruction of the temple in the year 70. And Matthew was, of course, written after the year 70. It also includes a discipleship lesson. Let us all find comfort and joy knowing that we all receive this most beautiful invitation. Imagine it on crane stationery. This invitation to God's gracious wedding party that God is hosting. But the challenge is we must respond. It's not enough to RSVP, we must show up. And there will always be things that distract us from the invitation to life in Christ, distractions from truly wedding ourselves to Christ. But the special moment has arrived, and the host's desire is that we accept the invitation with joy. And while we can come as we are, we cannot stay that way. Again, the challenge to a deeper, more faithful life in Christ is that we put on the robe of righteousness. That many are called and few are chosen is a call to encourage each of us in authentic discipleship, living lives faithful to the teachings of Jesus, making a vigorous effort to live a Christian life, loving God and loving our neighbor. And while this includes joy and pleasure, it's not solely a romantic notion or experience, but something that takes commitment and work, and like a marriage, infused with God's grace, it is nothing less than an inbreaking of the kingdom of God. We all have received the invitation from Christ. God seeks to be wedded to us through Christ. And as a favorite spiritual writer of mine states, all are invited, good and bad alike. But good and bad are not final states. They are temporary designations. Once inside, you might come to learn that the Son finds you desirable, even though you did not come with a wedding garment. The groom has one for you. He has chosen it with great love. My friends, come to the banquet. Everything is prepared. May your hearts be also. Amen.